Welcome to the program, and it's the start of Acoustic Sailing. Hope you're doing well, and it is 4:02 in 57 seconds, and guess what, folks? If you want to hear something, call 855-915-9636, and I will play just about anything you request. I'll be right back with you in just a moment. I have a PSA to do, and I hope you like it. It's coming up in just 1 second.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
And don't forget to wear red this Friday. Wear red and support your local women. This is WMFO in Medford, and I hope you're doing well. Welcome to the program. This one's called Don't Go Gentle, followed under that. I'll have poetry coming up. I'll have music by The Roaches. I'll have Reckless Eric and lots of things just for you because I know you want it. And what better way to start off the show than with some live music from The Jam? This is That's Entertainment, WMFO Medford.
A potty's car and a screaming siren. Pneumatic drill, ripped top concrete. A baby whining, a stray dog howling. A screeching brakes and lamp light blinking. That's entertainment. That's entertainment. A smash of glass and a rumble of boots. An electric train and a ripped up phone booth. Paint splattered walls and the cry of a tomcat. Lights coming out and a kick in the boots. I say that's entertainment. That's entertainment. A freezing cow flat and damp on the walls. I say that's entertainment. That's entertainment. Waking up at 6 a.m. on a cool warm morning. Opening the windows and breathing in petrol. An amateur band rehearsing in a nearby yard. Watching a telly and thinking about your holidays. That's entertainment. That's entertainment. La 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 la. Waking up from bad dreams and smoking cigarettes. Calling a wonder. A hot summer's day, a sticky black tarmac. Feeding ducks in a park and wishing you were far away. That's entertainment. That's entertainment. Two lovers kissing amongst the scream of midnight. Two lovers missing the tranquility of solitude. Getting a cab, traveling on buses. Slash seats of bed. I say that's entertainment. That's entertainment. La 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 la. La 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 la.
present for the married men. One says he'll come after me, another one'll drop me a line,
drop her a line.
One of them says all my agony is in my mind,
in her mind.
They know what is wrong with me, none of them wants my hand,
wants her hand.
Soloing in my traveling wedding band. Oh, the married men, oh, the married men. Makes me feel like a girl again to run with a man. One of them's wife is 1 week overdue. I know these girls, they don't like me, but I am just like them. Picking a crazy apple off a stem,
off a stem, off a stem,
giving it to the married man. Kissing the married
man. Oh, I got married and settled down. I use it. Smaller brush now to paint the town. I still drink my whiskey, I just water it down. Well, no more showing up in night court, one day late and $2 short. I still play the docks, but just for sport. A married man, well, some women think they can turn a bum into a saint. Oh, look out, mama, now. Here I come, you got the same old bum with a new coat of paint. Oh, I'm in love this time, I swear it's true. I meant both words when I said I do, and I liked it when she said it too. I ain't no Sal's ear, I ain't no silk purse. I spend my days at home writing idiot verse. Still my wife knows she could have done much worse. A married man, a married man. Well, some women think they can turn a bum into a saint. Oh, look out, mama, now. Here I come, you got the same old bum with a new coat of paint. Now there's two names printed on the checks. There's Bud in the fridge instead of Bex. And I ain't seen any side effects. Yeah, I got married and settled down. I use a smaller brush now to paint the town. I still drink my whiskey, I just water it down. I water it down.
Bill Morrissey there, still drinking his whiskey and watering it down. That was the married man, good old married man. And before that was the Roaches with the married men. And it's time to smash through the acoustic ceiling. What better way than with Reckless Eric on WMFO in Medford. Check this out. It's Smashing Through the Acoustic Sailing Time.
The day that he died. I'm Brian of the Brigands, and you're listening to Vin on Acoustic Ceiling, Saturday, 4 to 5 p.m., WMFO in Medford.
The ground. Go moan for man. Go moan. Go groan. Go groan alone. Go roll your bones alone. Go thou and be little beneath my sight. Go thou and be minute as seed in a pod. Go thou, die hence. And of this world, report you well and truly. Anyway, I wrote the book because we're all gonna die. In the loneliness of my life, my father dead, my brother dead. My mother far away, my sister and my wife far away. Nothing here but my own tragic hands that once were guarded by a world, a sweet attention, that now are left to guide and disappear their own way into the common dark of all our death. Sleeping in me raw bed alone and stupid, with just this one pride and consolation. My heart broke in a general despair and opened up inwards to the Lord. Made a supplication in this dream. So in the last page of On the Road, I describe how the hero, Dean Moriarty's come to see me all the way from the West Coast just for a day or two. We've just been back and forth across the country several times in cars and now our adventures are over. We're still great friends, but we have to go into later phases of our lives. So there he goes, Dee Moriarty, ragged in the moth-eaten overcoat he brought specially for the freezing temperatures of the East. Walking off alone, and last I saw him, he rounded the corner of 7th Avenue, eyes on the street ahead, and bent to it again. Gone. So, in America, when the sun goes down, and I sit on the old broken-down river pier watching the long, long skies over New Jersey, and sense all that raw land that rolls in one unbelievable huge bulge over to the West Coast, and all that road going, and all the people dreaming in the immensity of it. In an hour, I know by now that children must be crying in the land where they let the children cry. And tonight the stars will be out, and don't you know that God is Pooh Bear? The evening star must be drooping and shedding her sparkler dims on the prairie, which is just before the coming of complete night that blesses the earth, darkens all the rivers, cups the peaks, and folds the final shore in. Nobody, nobody knows what's going to happen to anybody besides the forlorn rags of growing old. Think of Dean Moriarty, or even think of old Dean Moriarty, the father we never found. Think of Dean Moriarty. I think of Dean Moriarty.
That's Jack Kerouac and the amazing Steve Allen from way, way back. That was from 1959. Good old Jack Kerouac. And what better way to bring us to the poetry part of Acoustic Sailing? Today's poetry part has Gwendolyn Brooks. We feature her poem, We Real Cool. And it's coming up right now at 4:30, close to 4:33. So it's poetry for you and for me. Check it out, because you never know. You might be a poet and didn't realize it. Here is Gwendolyn Brooks. Listen very closely. We have the lines, we really cool, we left school, we jazz June, we die soon. This is Gwendolyn Brooks. She lived 1917 to the year 2000. Check it out. Like I said, listen closely.
This one is a distillation of my interest in some pool players that I saw in a pool room near my home during school hours. And you might have asked, why aren't these young men in school? And I asked the same question and tried to distill their own feelings for my use. We real cool, the pool players, seven at the Golden Shovel. We real cool, we left school, we lurk late, we strike straight, we sing sin, we thin gin, we jazz June, we die soon.
Gwendolyn Brooks right there. And what is she doing? She's setting the house ablaze, and that's what it's all about with poetry at 4:30. Close to 4:33. And here's the Jam doing the same thing. This is live music, and it's Set the House Ablaze on WMFO in Medford.
I was like, there was something I could do about it. side.
Live jam right there, WMFO in Medford. Keep it locked.
Before I went to jail, when I was saying that I was free, you was lined up down the avenue just about as far as I could see. You got one eye on my dungarees and another on my reviews, and a third one on the waitress. She was straightening up abuse. She was passing around a basket.
Mercy.
She was wiping all the spoon. She was reading the handwriting on the moon.
Handwriting on the moon.
You call yourself a handyman, you can do anything with your hands. About your plans, yeah. Well, I ain't got the belly for this, and you ain't got the brains. And if you emptied out all of your pockets, honey, you could not make a change.
Right there, that was Maggie and Terry Roach with a wonderful song called If You Emptied Out All Your Pockets, You Could Not Make the Change. This is WMFO in Medford. I'm Vin Maganzini. Welcome to Acoustic Sailing. Live music, nothing's recorded here. I shouldn't say it that way. Live DJ, nothing is still This is all freeform. It's your station. No crap. We're trying to make music great again. WMFO Medford. If you want to hear something, call me. 855-915-9636. What's that, folks? Way in the distance. It's Prince Capsian. Here he comes. Good old Prince Caspian. On WMFO. In Medford. And no vamping allowed. WMFO.org.
Closing, the army's full. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I've and scrappy, but 16 you were top of your class. All they taught you at school was how to be a good worker. System has failed, you don't fail yourself. Just because you're better than me doesn't mean I'm lazy. Just because you're going forwards doesn't mean I'm going backwards.
Doesn't mean you're going backwards. That's Billy Bragg with To Have and Have Not off Life's a Riot with Spy vs. Spy. And this is WMFO in Medford. And I hope you're enjoying the I hope you enjoy the program as much as I like being part of the program. And thank you. Thank you very much for the calls and for the feedback. You know what? Maria Callas said about feedback. Feedback. Blech. The WMFO in Medford. And here's a song that I've yet to hear this particular version of. It's a wonderful, wonderful song. It's truly one of the great British folk rock slash just beautiful 1960s rock song from The Kinks. And it's not The Kinks. It's a version I'm sure you've never, ever heard before. And it's the wonderful, great, great late evening song, Waterloo Sunset, on WMFO in Medford. Different take for different folks. This is for you. Hope you enjoy it. Hope Terry and Julie enjoy it. See you at Waterloo Sunset.
Dirty old river, must you keep rolling into the night? So busy, makes me feel dizzy. That's a light shine so bright. But I go. Yeah.
cool you right to the ground, where love is all around.
Yeah.
Honeymoon Killers right there with Love Is All Around. So this is the end of the program. This is Acoustic Sailing, and now it's a rundown for all the songs you heard on today's program. Today is January 28th, 2017. Okay, on today's program, we started the show off with That's Entertainment from The Jam Live, December 14th, 1981, from Hammersmith Pali. That was a wonderful rendition of a great song of theirs called That's Entertainment, a live version. Then we heard the Roaches with The Married Men from their first record called The Roaches. I'm sad to report that Maggie Roach passed away recently, and I hate to play songs just for, you know, people who passed away, but the Roaches were something else, and Maggie Roach especially was something else. She wrote that song, The Married Men, and she sang it too. Great, great, great talent. I played another one. I'll tell you about it in just a moment. After The Married Men, we heard Married Man by Bill Morrissey from his Ben and Jerry's Newport Folk Festival 1988 live record. Then we broke through the acoustic ceiling. And what better way to do it than with Reckless Eric? We heard Death of a Clown from a brand new release. It's Mojo Presents Something Else, a tribute to the Kinks. Then it was Joan Baez in there for Jim. It was a request. We heard Elvis Presley's Blues, or Elvis Presley Blues, I should say. That's from a record called Dark Chords on a Big Guitar. The Cowboy Junkies gave us Blue Moon Revisited, a song for Elvis. It was a live version of Blue Moon. They do a wonderful version of that. And that slid right into Jack Kerouac and Steve Allen doing a reading from On the Road. That could be found on The Beat Generation, Volume 3. Then it was A Little Poetry by Gwendolyn Brooks. We heard We Real Cool from a CD called Poetry Speaks. The Jam gave us Set the House Ablaze from Live at Hammersmith Pali. And then, as I said before, we heard Maggie Roach. It was actually Maggie and Terry Roach, an album called Seductive Reasoning. A song called If You Empty Out All Your Pockets, You Could Not Make the Change. And then it was Fish giving us Prince Caspian from Billy Breathes. Then it was Billy Bragg with To Have and To Have Not. Life's a Riot with Spy vs. Spy. That's Billy Bragg's first major release. Then we heard another track from the Mojo record. It presents Something Else, a tribute to the Kinks. We heard Ty Segall's version of Waterloo Sunset. Husker Du was in there with Love Is All Around from their EP 8 Miles High in Make No Sense At All. We heard the Flat Duo Jets with Love Is All Around, a totally different song from their record called Lucky Eye. And then it was the Honeymoon Killers with Love Is All Around, the Trogs version of it. It was Love Is All Around. And yes, Love Is All Around. And it's the end of Acoustic Sailing. It's 5 o'clock. This is WMFO in Medford. I hope you enjoyed all the songs I played. If you have a request, and in the future, call 855-915-9636, and I will play it for you. Love is all around at this station every day of the year. We are not a commercial station. We play what you want to hear when you want to hear it. And I hope you continue listening. Every Saturday, you can start off your Saturday morning with Mike Newman. He does a program called Mike on the Mic. And then it's Something About the Women right after him, followed by good old Brian Young and Crash Course for the Ravers. And